trees get stripped, you know, not.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, Pam.
Yep.
We're out of here too. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to you next month. Hopefully new birds to talk about. And I am definitely going to get some peanuts.
Okay, good. Good. Talk to you next month.
All right. Bye-bye. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Slight chance of drizzle and snow today. High temperatures 35 to 38, falling through this afternoon with overnight lows 1 to 7 degrees. Time for Headwaters with Malachi Coons.
There's a touch of blue in you, I can see it in your eye. There's a touch of blue in you, and you always mystify me with your faraway looks by me. There's a touch of blue in you, I can see it on your face. There's a touch of blue in you, and you never will erase the feeling of another place. Another world where you can be your own man, do what you can to be happy, where a smile can touch your lips from morning till night, sunshine and sun, never cloudy. You'll discover what if you try, you can recall that the real thing isn't bad after all. There's a touch of blue in you, but a song get you by. There's a touch of blue in you, and your smile will satisfy me. That you're far away looks by, remind you of another song. There's another world where you can be your own man, do what you can to be happy, where a smile can touch your lips from morning till night, sunshine and sight. Cloudy, cloudy, ooh.
knew how I wish we could go back in time. Do you that good part ain't all chit. Don't let bed is me.
Thank you, Dolly.
I love you.
Chet Atkins and Dolly Parton having some fun on that one. Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? A tune Parton wrote. It first appeared with Chet Atkins. And there's a later early 80s version that Dolly Parton released on her own. We had the L. Michaels Affair before that with Shintaro Sakamoto, kind of a cult Japanese musician. Was in a band called Yura Taikoko, which I was a big fan of for a long time, and his solo music's pretty cool too. L. Michaels Affair, lots of cool collaborations on 24 Hour Sports from last year. That one, Indifference, Shira Small, and the beautiful Portrait of Tracy from bass legend Jaco Pastorius and his self-titled album, kicking off our show today for maybe maxing out at just a little over 2 minute songs. A lot of short ones kicking off our show today. It's Headwaters here on KAXE. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Malachi Coons. I'll be your host today, running until the World Cafe at 11 o'clock. We've got lots of fun stuff on the way in this first hour. Of course, great tunes, all Headwaters long. We also have our slice of green cheese at 9:45, your chance to win a coupon to an area business. And then coming up in just over 15 minutes at 9:30, we have an album of the week to share with you. Took a little break from it throughout the winter. New albums, new songs kind of dry up, although there is lots of hard-to-believe new Christmas music. But now we're back going, more regular releases. We have our first fresh picks up on our website at kexc.org. And every week around Monday, usually on Monday, you will be checking that for a great place to find new tunes. And we'll be playing stuff from some of the things we selected on the show today, like that album of the week. We've also got songs from a new Minnesota Ethio jazz group called Ondanet. Going to play some Wolf Alice for you. Blues from Chambers Delorier. Maybe going to do some classic Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions this hour. The Mekons and much, much more. Right now, some Flaming Lips. It is Wayne Coyne's birthday today, turning 64. I saw that Wayne Coyne and a member of the ska group Madness were both born on the same day, so we're going to hear some Madness later on. At first, I was pretty surprised. It seemed like the Flaming Lips, I very much think of them as a 90s band, and Madness as a late 70s band, and so the timing wasn't quite lining up in my head, but then after poking around a little bit, Flaming Lips formed in 1983, which is pretty crazy. They didn't really take off until 10 years later, and they didn't really have their really big album, which we're going to hear from right now, until 1999, when Soft Bulletin was chosen as NME's Album of the Year. Here is my favorite song from that one, A Spoonful Weighs a Ton.
match had been won. Being drunk on their plan, they lifted up the sun.
Disappear. If I let for a gig that don't pay. It feeds me in the nighttime and burns in the day. Our love is leaving, I don't know what for. Blow me a kiss when I walk out the door. The first shift is over when the second begins. Winter time travels on November wind. Time passes quickly and the third shift don't. Time on.
is People Powered KAXE in the heart of the night from Chambers Delaurier, a duo releasing their first collaborative album, although Annika Chambers, the vocalist, I believe, has put out a few different solo albums, won some blues awards in the late 20-teens. Her husband, of Delaurier, where the name comes from, is a guitarist as well. They have teamed up for their first collaborative album, just put out at the end of last year, called Our Time to Ride. Simon Kropp, a Iowa Decorah-based guitarist, but spends a lot of time playing in the Twin Cities. We heard Resignation Letter from his Paperback Dream album. Got to see him play pedal steel with Claire Doyle last year, and a great player, and heard from some folks that he was one of their favorite up-and-coming songwriters currently in the Minnesota scene down there, and there's lots of great songs on that album. Marta Del Grande and Spoonful Weighs a Ton kicked off that set of Headwaters music. In just a couple of moments here, our album of the week from Dry Cleaning. We received support from the Itasca Unitarian Fellowship in Grand Rapids, a welcoming community for those engaged in the spiritual journey of life. All are welcome Sundays at 10 a.m. mid-September through mid-May. More at itascaunitarianfellowship.org or on Facebook. Donating stocks and mutual funds is a quick, easy way to support KAXE's future. You may receive tax benefits as well. Call Sarah for details at 218-326-1234. And support for KAXE also comes from Edward Jones financial advisor, Christina Gallis, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Our question of the week, we'd like to know, what are your favorite games to play? Everything from the nerdiest, most expansive board games all the way down to simple card games. Let us know. Text 218-326-1234. You know, some card games can also be pretty complex as well, I've found. And this question of the week reminded me of, I have this need to play euchre it's an itch that I have not been able to scratch living in Minnesota. Just not as popular as where I'm from, but euchre to me is the greatest card game and one of the best games ever. People around here play buck euchre. Get out of here with that stuff. That's not the real deal. Okay, enough about that. Send in your games, 218-326-1234. Thinking about our birding conversation this morning, I also love the game Wingspan. It is a really cool board game where you get to learn about birds because they've built it so well that the birds' powers in this board game are really related to what they actually do in real life. You get to learn like how big they are, what their habitats are, where they live, what types of things they like to do, even what type of nest they have and how many eggs they might lay. It's all tied into this game. So bird nerds, naturalists, anyone who likes a good kind of game like that, that is not so fantastical. It's more kind of rooted in the real world. Check out Wingspan if you get the chance. It is time for our album of the week here on KAXE, Dry Cleaning's Secret Love. They are a British rock band from London releasing their third full-length album. And right off the bat, you'll hear what they are known for. Florence Shaw's the lead singer, I guess, although singer not always the most accurate. She's known for her deadpan spoken word delivery, really unconventional lyrics, and the way that she is looking out at the world, but in a very it's basically like you're reading her diary is how I would describe it. The band is super tight, though. They've been called one of the most important British guitar rock bands of the moment, and you'll hear lots of prominent bass lines and post-punk grooves. Let's check out a song where she does do a little bit of singing. This is the first album where you hear her doing just a little bit of it. We're going to hear a track that has some Rolling Stones guitar riffs, and I think it all comes together very nicely. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. 218-326-1234. Here's Dry Cleaning with The Cute Things.
Got attacked.
soul singer Sam Henshaw. Been rolling out tons of good singles so far towards the end of last year and early on in 2026. Love the vibes on that one. It is called Hair Down. We had some Ja Thomas before that with the Sound System dub. I just picked that song out from a video I was watching of Nels Klein of Wilco. I went shopping at a record store, picked out some music he liked, and that song was on a dub compilation that he picked up. And we heard from our album of the week, Dry Cleaning, here on KAXE, People Powered Radio. The Cute Things, the name of that one, kicked off our set. You can let us know what you think of that album of the week or any songs you hear anytime, 218-326-1234. We heard from Bill from the Afton Home for Wayward Youth at that line, responding to our question of the week about your favorite games. I also was talking up my love for Euchre, and Bill said, played Euchre when he was a kid, now have resumed his hobby of chess after a breakup of 40 years. That is, I haven't gone that long, I should say, but that is exactly how I feel with chess. I don't really mind losing in a lot of things. Something about chess, because it's just, you just make so many mistakes, or at least I do. I'm very impatient, but let us know what your favorite games are. Just before Euchre, it had actually come through as Eucalyptus due to spell check, and I was about to ask, I want to play Eucalyptus, but actually comes out to Euchre. Thanks for texting in, Bill. We've got our slice of green cheese coming up in just a couple of moments here. It'll be that same number for you to win a coupon to an area business to get yourself something good. We received support from Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. More at grsb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Support also comes from the First National Bank of Coleraine. Since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors with branches in Coleraine and Grand Rapids. More information at coleranebank.com, a member FDIC. KBXC presents Ski Palooza at Three Island Park in Bemidji on Saturday, January 24th from noon to 3. Come cross-country ski, snowshoe, fat tire bike, play music, or just swap stories around the fire. Bring some food as well to share for the potluck. Again, that is the KBXC presented Ski Palooza on Saturday, January 24th, Three Island Park in Bemidji from noon to 3. It is time for our slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji and the Good Life Cafe in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Michael Bond, the British author who created Paddington Bear, was born on this day in 1926. What species of bear is Paddington? If you know the answer, I want to make a guess. Call 218-326-1234. The question again is, Michael Bond, a British author who created Paddington, was born on this day in 1926. What species of bear is Paddington Bear? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess.
Ain't speaking. precinct. Things ain't all the same, man. No justice or reason. Focus, focus. It's the poachers and hoaxing season.
We are still looking for an answer to today's slice of green cheese trivia. The question, again, was Michael Bond, the British author who created Paddington Bear, was born on this day in 1926. What species of bear is Paddington? 218-326-1234 with your answer. If you really want to just tough your way through it, there's only seven species.
Started out, it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining, not a touch of gray. We headed down to the river, shake off the blues, singing ooh. Didn't hesitate, shoved off the bank, and we let that current. Water was calm, so we floated on, singing ooh. Let us float down the Cumberland River, let God determine our fate. Never really knowing if you're coming or you're going, but the river's only flowing one way, one way. And the thunder clacked, and the sky turned black. We were hollering, ooh.
Please hold your calls. We do have a winner for a slice of green cheese. We have a winner.
Woo-hoo.
fast as it came, the storm blew away. Birds were back to singing, felt like a brand new day. And the water was calm, so we floated on, kept singing.
Curtis Mayfield and The Impressions wrapping up hour one of Headwaters today. Keep on Trying, the name, or I've Been Trying, actually, is the name of that one. Not what they say at the end. It's from the album Keep on Pushing, though, so very close. Give me a break with that one. Nikki Bloom before that. We heard Cumberland Banks from the Rancho Deluxe, and we did have a winner for our slice of green cheese today. Congratulations to Arthur from St. Cloud, who will be heading to Dairy Queen. Correctly answered our question today, which was Michael Bond, the British author who created Paddington Bear, was born on this day in 1926. What species of bear is Paddington? And the correct answer, a couple options you could say, is a spectacled bear or an Andean bear. Now, I believe I read a great book last year called Seven, because there are Seven. Now I'm tripping myself up. But it's about the number of bear species there are And the section on the Andean bear, which lives in the cloud forest, it's the only bear that remains in South America, in that continent. And it was a great book, and I only found it because it was suggested by local librarians, picked it up at the library. So one of my